You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. My friends in Buffalo, my friends in Los Angeles, and everything in between. Much love to you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and on a smart speaker. Me? I'm JR. You probably knew that already. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And the number here is 855-212-4CBS. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And speaking of Twitter, tonight, after the Buffalo Bills beat the Rams in a rout, the final score 31-10. A free agent, someone coming off of an ACL tear, someone who just won a Super Bowl championship, Odell Beckham Jr. was on hand to help raise the banner in Los Angeles, and we know he didn't complete the game, but he was on hand today to help raise it. And then he tweeted in the course of this ass-whooping, or after the fact, he goes on and says, Bills Mafia? And then he provides a lot of question marks. So, is he going to entertain going to the Bills? Maybe, who knows? Him and Von Miller had a whole lot of conversations about, you know, where he was going to end up or where they were going to end up last year. We know Von ended up outside of Denver. And Odell, he didn't just end up outside of Cleveland. He basically forced and pushed his way out with the help of his dad and even LeBron James. It's like, wow. Like, you got LeBron tweeting about freeing you? Damn. It's tough. And so Von Miller, in his first game here tonight against his former team, had two sacks. And Matthew Stafford was sacked 7 times. Josh Allen goes out and he contributes 4 touchdowns. And Odell was tweeting. He also said, watch the BS storylines and how they try to count the Rams out after one game. Like they didn't just lose to the team that's most likely going to come out of the AFC. And sure. And by the way, anyone, I'm going to say it again. Let's use another word. Anybody who starts running their yap about the Rams stinking or being terrible or being trash or you got cause for worry, man, they just talking. I wouldn't give them the time of day. Rams will be fine. They will be okay. Or let me put it this way. This one game is not fully indicative of what they will look like for the entire season. Let's put it that way. I don't have no damn crystal ball. I cannot predict the future. I don't know who's going to get hurt or not, but this game for the Rams stunk. Sean McVay is below 500, albeit for one game for the first time in his career. Sean McVay lost the first home opener or just opening game of the season for the first time in his career. This is the worst loss of his career at 31-10. And yeah, can things get any worse? Of course they can. But I wouldn't be concerned about it. And Sean McVay, after the loss, he wasn't concerned about it either. Listen.
I got to do better. There was a lot of decisions that I made that I felt like didn't put our players in good enough spots. This was a humbling experience, but we're going to stay connected. We're going to all look inward. We're going to do a better job moving forward. But you give credit to the Bills, and then we've got to understand that we've got to have that mindset and mentality to be able to move forward accordingly. But, you know, I do take a lot of responsibility in this. It was a very humbling night, but one that, you know, hey, you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror, say, I got to be better within the framework of my role. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's what I know our coaches are going to do. That's what our players are going to do. And we're going to stay together, and we're looking forward to our next opportunity to be resilient and respond.
That was a mile a minute. Von Miller speaks a little slower, a little more normal. And Von Miller actually talked about Odell, the same Odell I told you was tweeting throughout or after the game. And Odell is going to have, he's going to have a choice. Odell is going to have options. Is he going to return to the Rams? Is he going to wake up and go to the Bills? He is coming off of that ACL surgery. And so when you're Odell and you can be dynamic, when you can be explosive, you're going to have options. And at this point of his career, he's going to go to teams where he can actually win. This is what Von Miller had to say about his former teammate, his presence tonight at the game, helping to raise the banner, and where Odell might end up.
I mean, well, he said whoever won this game, that's where he was going to go, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's truth behind every joke, you know. So we just had to see, man. He's a huge part of our success last year. And, you know, whenever he gets healthy, man, I'm sure it's a lot of teams that, you know, going to be wanting him. And, you know, we just got to wait and see, man. I think we did everything we could possibly do to get him. We just got to, you know, wait till he gets healthy, man. We got a great squad over here, and I think everybody, you know, saw it, man. I think Josh, you know, add another weapon, man. That's just another guy that we could get the ball to, man. But right now, man, we got a great group of guys, man. You know, Isaiah McKenzie, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox, Diggs, man. Running backs went crazy today. Offensive line, Brock DeWill. We got a great team, man. And, you know, we're just going to keep going. And, you know, whenever he gets healthy, we'll see what happens.
Could you imagine? Like, now y'all just stacking it up. Could you imagine if Odell ends up on the Bills to complete the season? Josh Allen tonight accounted for 4 touchdowns. He ran and rushed for one. Well, not ran or rushed. He rushed for one. He stretched out for one. He threw 3 touchdowns. You heard Von Miller name the names. McKenzie, Diggs, who, by the way, had 122 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. He cooked Jalen Ramsey tonight. Gabriel Davis helping to start the game off, touchdown. And this wasn't even a competitive game throughout. It was a miracle that Los Angeles was able to stay in it. And it was really only because of turnovers. It was 10-10 at halftime. And then the Buffalo Bills basically pitched a shutout in the second half. The Rams did not pick up another point. At all. And so Josh Allen, he talked about this after the game. First half versus second.
You know, we hurt ourselves a lot in that first half. There's a lot to learn from. You know, but that second half, that's who we want to be. You know, going out there and executing the way, you know, we expect ourselves to execute. I thought Coach Dorsey, you know, called a heck of a game. It's his first live, you know, action. So I'm proud of him. For handling the situations how we did. But again, we were 90% on third down. Like, that's a recipe for success. And again, 4 turnovers, that's way too many. So we've got a lot to clean up. But like Vaughn said, we'll celebrate this one. It's hard to win in this league, especially against good teams. And that's a really good team we just played.
I love how he gives credit to the new offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. We know Brian Daboll is gone. He's now the head coach of the New York Giants. And, man, that's going to be some rough going. Being a head coach and for a team that, damn it, doesn't have an offense. Let's see how that works out for the Giants. Probably not good. But kudos to Josh Allen. Isn't that what leaders do? They give credit to everybody around them. They show love to the others, understanding that they help elevate them. And so Josh Allen, he elevated. Yeah, okay. 2 turnovers. He contributed 4 touchdowns. Some of those INTs between him and Stafford, who threw 3 interceptions, some of these were tipped. Josh Allen also picking up 56 yards on the ground. And I told you about his 4-yard rushing touchdown, and this is what that sounded like, courtesy of the Bills Radio Network.
Here's the snap. Josh looks to his left. Pumps once. Now he's going to keep it. He's going to run. He's inside the 5. He tries to stretch into the end zone. He is in. He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen stretched it out and crossed the goal line for the Buffalo touchdown. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of a wow from the Buffalo Bills this season. We're going to get a lot of wow from Josh Allen. Last hour, right before we went to break, one of our callers was not happy with the rushing attempts. One of our callers was not happy with the amount of times that Josh Allen pretty much decided to, at times, bail out, run out. Sean McDermott calling plays that would allow him to do such, and said he's not going to last. Like, if he's out there getting beat up, and he had an amazing highlight play that I'm sure if you haven't seen, you will see, a stiff arm. When you're 6'5" and big as hell, yeah, you can beat up on smaller defenders. Don't we have that same conversation about every quarterback who gets out into open space? Josh Allen is not I'm going to stand here in the pocket every single time and just fling the ball out. He is going to go. He's going to challenge smaller cornerbacks. Damn it, he's going to have to challenge guys in the second level at the linebacker position, and he's going to get yards when he finds it necessary. I also said, I am not for right now, all that concerned about him just being a sitting duck all season long. This is the part that stinks. The Buffalo Bills, they decided to draft James Cook out of Georgia, one of the many Bulldogs. Feels like the whole damn team just got drafted. He's the brother of Dalvin. I'm sure you're familiar. James is going to help out in both the run game and the passing game. It stinks for him on his one carry, his one attempt today. He fumbled the ball. And at that point, he never got another attempt. And so I think as the season goes on, the ball is going to be spread out. There was a point in time a few seasons ago that Josh Allen, even recently, it's just like he is the best point of attack for the rush. I think they're going to start to spread out those carries and those options. You are not going to stop Josh Allen from going out there on broken plays or when he doesn't see a receiver that he wants, and he has many of them. You're not going to stop him from trying to go get yards. Yes, it's up to the coach to try to protect him. He's the star. He's the potential MVP. He's going to have some say-so whether the coach likes it or not. So we got stars for preferential treatment. They get it. And so I wouldn't be all that concerned with Josh Allen throughout the course of the year. Is he going to last? Is he going to do this in another 10 years? Who cares? They're trying to win a Super Bowl now. And I understand. I get it. Is he going to go out there and separate his shoulder? Possibly. Is he going to go out there and sprain a knee or ankle? Possibly. But we can say that for every player, regardless of your style of play. It's football. Are there guys that have a higher chance of falling apart? Sure, of course. But don't try and fix it if it ain't broke. They got options, and they'll certainly use them as the year goes on. I think they're all cognizant of keeping Josh Allen healthy. They got Super Bowl aspirations. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Carlos is calling from San Diego.
Hey, JR. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate you taking my call.
No doubt, man. Thank you.
Yeah, JR. Yeah, so, Jared, Allen, the guy's a beast. But, I mean, Herbo, you said there's going to be a couple guys that are going to have a say about the MVP. My guy, Justin Herbert, I mean, let's see what he does against the Raiders, but I think it's going to be Herbo Allen for at least a decade to come in the championship, the way these guys are built.
Well, we know who the guys are at the top of the totem pole all the way through. And thank you, Carlos, for calling from San Diego. Sound like you had the windows down. We know who the top QBs are. And I don't have no damn guarantee that Josh Allen is going to win MVP, but he's certainly going to be in the running. He was in the running last year. Just pick the top quarterbacks year after year after year and just throw them in the mix. Who's going to be shocked if Josh Allen wins the MVP? Nobody. Who'll be shocked if Herbert wins it? Nobody. What about Mahomes? Nobody. Is Aaron Rodgers going to have the same type of numbers to pick up a third consecutive? Probably not. But we know year over year, like the top guys who will be in the running for MVP. And with the expectations for the Bills, Josh Allen is certainly there. And the Chargers, I'm hoping, I'm expecting that they can finally get over the hump. We don't need no more blown calls. We don't need any more clock mismanagement. We don't have Anthony Lynn running around to hang losses on anymore. Brandon Staley needs to learn and continue learning. And even the Chargers have a great team. And so the NFL is in a good spot, especially with the older quarterbacks. I don't want to say, you know, falling by the wayside, but they're getting long in the tooth. I don't give a damn how good Tom Brady is. He ain't going to be here in 5 years. He's not going to be here in 5 years. Trust me. 855-212-4CBS. Ezra's calling from Atlanta.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's up?
The only comment I got really is I was watching that game tonight, and, you know, the way they were running Josh Allen, or the way Josh Allen was, like, taking on the first game, I respect that. But at the same time, man, I don't know if I'm a Bills fan, if I want my quarterback that's named Josh Allen taking that many hits in the first game, because I don't want it to be a recipe that the Bills might think for success. Because, man, some of those plays, you know, I'm a Steeler fan, but some of those plays, I was just hoping he got up, you know, and went back to the huddle, because, you know, I'm a competitor. And I was just thinking in my head, man, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm nervous every time that 6'5 dude runs around. Because, again, when Ben used to scramble in his early years, I used to be nervous, like, please get up. Please don't tell me it's an Achilles or something. So, you know, I just, you know, congratulations to the Bills, man. They really are truly, truly the Super Bowl favorite. But real quick, before I hang up, JR, where was your man number one in the NFL, Aaron Donald, tonight?
Well, Aaron Donald, he had a sack. I mean, he was also whooping ass at the beginning of the game. But what is there to do? A defensive lineman is going to be, quote-unquote, lost in a game that his team gets blown out in. And so to say, where is Aaron Donald? He's in the same damn spot that he's been since he was drafted, kicking ass.
So let me say this to counter that. That's why T.J. Watt is the number one player in the NFL, because as a linebacker in that position, you can still create plays, strip sacks, fumbles, even INTs. But with Aaron Donald being a D tackle, he can only do but so much to affect the game.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ezra, I think that is very, very wrong. No, 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 no. Aaron Donald is a defensive tackle who operates on the inside of the line. And thank you for calling from Atlanta. It's not just about, oh, my God, he forced a fumble. Oh, my God, he forced a sack. Oh, my God, he does this. Aaron Donald is a force of nature. Whether or not the man has a sack, and then, by the way, let's think about this. He had 12 and a half sacks last season playing on the interior, okay? That is not easy. The man is doubled. That's not easy. He's opening things up for the additional defenders on the edge. This man is disruptive. Tackles for loss. I get it. You're a Steelers fan. You said it. But to go ahead and make a comparison, yes, yes, T.J. Watt is great. Yes, his brother J.J. was great before injuries started to eat him up alive. But to look at a 31-10 loss tonight and go, where was Aaron Donald? Come on, man. What do we want Aaron Donald to do? We want him to get a sack, you know, every play? We want him to start throwing touchdowns, too, so they can score points? So what are we going to say in the next game? When Aaron Donald is standing on the other side of the field, and he's eating Ryan Tannehill alive, what are we going to say then? We know who the most important player on the team is. It's the quarterback. So what happens when T.J. Watt and the Steelers, when they lose because of Trubisky, when they lose 31-10 against, I don't know, fill in the blank, what are we going to say? Well, where was T.J. Watt? Come on. Let's not get silly here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls. I understand the concern surrounding Josh Allen. You don't think the Bills know this, though? I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. I think he will be fine. This is how he's played. He's improved throughout his career, and they're going to lessen the load. It's one game. Let us see this be a problem. Let us see this be an issue several games in before we start going, oh, my God, the Buffalo Bills are throwing Josh Allen out to the wolves. They're just going to let him just dissipate into dust. Let's slow down. Tonight they won 31-10. It's one victory, one win. The next game could be totally different. Are you worried or concerned about Josh Allen and his style? Are you worried about his potential usage? I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to get your thoughts on this when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The first game of the NFL season, it's done. The Buffalo Bills, they beat the Rams 31-10. Josh Allen accounts for 4 touchdowns, and Matthew Stafford, well, he just got beat up tonight. 3 interceptions, 15 quarterback hits, 7 sacks, and it's one game for both teams. One is the defending champs, the other one is trying to win a Super Bowl. And sure. These are 2 great teams. We'll see what happens the remainder of the season. But naturally, we got to find issue. We got to find something wrong. We got to find potential flaws because there's no team that's perfect. And so I've received some calls about Josh Allen potentially being run into the ground. Literally. Coaching staff not taking care of him and potentially setting him up for future failure. Sure. Can we see more than one game now? They did get him some help. I don't think we're going to go into every game where James Cook is only going to have 1 carry in his first game where he fumbles. I don't think that's going to be the case. And let's see how things develop. You would think the way that some people have talked about Josh Allen and his potential to get injured or beat up this season, you would think that he got hit like Stafford tonight. He was handing out punishment. And sure, you don't want to see him out there. And sure, you got reason to worry. I would still be optimistic about the Bills. Speaking of optimistic, after the game, their head coach, Sean McDermott, he talked to his team. They got plenty of reason to be optimistic. Listen to the message he delivered.
Hey, that's a great job, man. Glory to God. Great job by you guys. Hey, you know what? That didn't happen by accident.
Right.
The way you guys work, man, you earned it.
Yep.
Real proud of you, man. Hung together, second half, fourth quarter, man, took over. Way to go, man. Both sides of the ball and special teams.
I think we're going to have more of those speeches throughout the course of the year. Business as usual.
He's chill, 855.
Say again,
he's
Chef.
He's so chill, man. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low.
Well, that's the mark of a great head coach. You know, it's like any coach. And actually, now you got me thinking, There was a good article today in the New York Times, and I know some people will go, New York Times? It's a great publication with some great writers. There was a great article today on coaching and how coaching has evolved at multiple levels and multiple sports. How you, as a coach, you can't just yell, shout, scream down on, yell and demand from players. You actually have to communicate. The mark of any great coach is to get the best out of the players. It's not to dictate. It's not to make something square, fit in something that's circular. You got to be smart and measured. And Sean McDermott, he is a great coach. He's developed into one. 855-212-4CBS. Liam is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? So I'm hearing a lot about Josh Allen and how he's an MVP candidate. It's the first game. I mean, I think we need to settle down a little bit. I like that you brought up the Bills defense, 7 sacks, 3 interceptions. I mean, I don't think enough people are talking about that. But,
I don't know. Let's settle down on Josh Allen MVP talk.
I'd like to settle down on that. I mean, that's a Stephen A. Smith type take right there. I mean, it's the first game of the season. And,
before you get to the and, it is absolutely reasonable to look at someone who was an MVP candidate last season, someone who was an MVP candidate the year prior, to look at the type of performances that he's levied and handed out over the past few seasons, also knowing that he has improved, also knowing that this season his team is favored to win the Super Bowl, to think about him being rewarded throughout the course of the season as being the best player. I don't think that's something that's not reasonable.
It's not unreasonable.
Oh, okay.
And no disrespect to Josh Allen, but okay. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a fraud. I don't know who's saying that. That's ridiculous.
No. I'm not asking you about what anybody said an hour, 90 minutes ago. I'm addressing.
Liam, stop. Be quiet. Replaced by Todd Phillips.
Be quiet. Oh my God. Worst call of the night.
Number 6, I think. Shut up.
I didn't tell him to shut up.
That's fair.
I told him to be quiet.
That's fair. But you felt like saying that, and I don't blame you.
No. I didn't feel like telling him to shut up because he wasn't rude. He just was. He made a point, and then I addressed his point, and then he's going, "Oh well, yeah. Well, anyway, no, I didn't mean. Well, I'm not going to call him a I'm talking about what you just said." Like, come on, man. I'm not saying after one game he's going to win MVP. Quarterbacks win MVPs. That's it. The best quarterbacks win MVP. The quarterbacks who have high expectations win MVP. The ones who deliver win MVP. Go ahead and look at the Vegas odds. Like, come on. Ain't nobody sitting around going, "Oh, my God, did you see Josh Allen tonight? Oh, he's going to be one of the front runners for MVP." Nah, man, it's just common sense. If you pay attention to the game, if you watch prior years, it speaks for itself. Cliff is calling from Oceanside. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, JR, man, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent.
Great. You had a take earlier. I'm up here on vacation. I'm from the Bay Area, from Oakland. I just had to chime in on, and I'm not calling in to suck up, but I'm going to give you some kudos on your take about the Rams' perspective on not protecting Josh Allen and not fixing something that's not broken. This is the history of this game. I'm 57 years old, man. I remember a guy named Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a longtime New York Giants fan. Right? Don't abuse me on that right now. I didn't call for that reason.
You have a nice history. The recent history, not so much.
Well, recent history, but it's still a business. And you don't fix what's not broken, and I agree with your sentiment on that 100%. And that's a fresh take that people just don't get. Sure, Cam Newton got beaten to the ground recently, right? And other quarterbacks, look at our man in Washington a few years ago. right? Where is he now?
Well, RG3? RG3 is on TV.
RG3 is on TV.
Well,
and
that,
goes on
they
and on
fed
about,
him to the Wolves. They Yeah, Shanahan kind of said,
agree.
Screw this.
I agree.
Yeah.
You got to have an O-line. You got to protect your assets. And you know what? Are the Bills protecting their assets? Maybe, maybe not. But the bottom line is they're not paying these guys now to pay them $2 billion over 10, 15 years. They're paying them now to win now. And your take, you alluded to it, was that's how it is. Don't fix what's not broken. They have a winning model. He's a winning quarterback. The guy is a beast. Unleash the beast. But you got to have constraints and be realistic about it, too. So I just wanted to give you kudos on that. That's a take that nobody else that I've heard. I listen to a lot of sports radio. I was back in New York recently, and I live in the Bay Area, and nobody's saying the reality that that is. That, hey, Josh Allen is an animal. Let him play his ball.
Well, thank you, Cliff. I appreciate you for calling.
You can't stop somebody from getting an ACL or an Achilles or whatever it is. They got to play ball.
It's the name of the game. And thank you, Cliff, for calling from Oceanside. Yeah, come on now. Is there anybody who actually thinks the Buffalo Bills don't think about Josh Allen's usage? They have openly talked about it. Publicly, they've talked about it. You don't think they sit around privately and tell him, hey, man, chill? I don't think anybody's just going around with dumber dumber. I think they're aware. I think they're cognizant. I think Josh Allen is too. But you don't want to put restraints on the guy. And we can think about other quarterbacks who get out and move and run. He's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not Josh Allen. Josh Allen, although maybe similar in size, he's not Cam Newton. Cam Newton was a battering ram. He was challenging everybody and anything, whether he got out into the open field or whether he was going to challenge the defensive lineman at the line of scrimmage. And we see where Cam Newton is right now, not playing, not on the team. His career, very well, might be over. And so Josh Allen, even from 5 and 6 and 7 years ago, this is just even more of a different game. Offense, 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 offense. What can you do as the quarterback to help generate yards, whether it be with your feet, whether it be with your arm? We're going to talk more about this. Get more of your calls in before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls before I got to roll out. Amy Lawrence is going to come through at the top of the hour. But I'm here right now. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. And let me tell you something. If you're on Twitter, today is a day, or today was a day, or yesterday was a day to be on Twitter. Oh, my God. Start of the NFL season. The passing of the queen. It's been a day. You know, every now and then I am reminded about the creativity of individuals to just be creative online, to express their creativity. I think about creativity and I'm thinking about money. And some of the things that I read and see online, I go, well, damn. A lot of people just are creative for free and whatever. Express yourself. 855-212-4CBS. Express yourself right now. Rodney calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, express yourself, Rodney.
Oh, wow. This is my first time calling. I just want to say I've been a big fan since the YouTube days back when I was in high school.
Oh, you old.
Yeah, I'm 27. I'm an old man.
Oh, yeah, you're young.
But I just want to say, one thing. The Los Angeles Rams need to change their names to the Los Angeles Strippers, the way the Bills was raining on them.
Wow. Hey, Rodney, I just gave everybody on Twitter credit for creativity. Are you a comedian?
Not really. I'm just good. A guy who just make just jokes. I just post.
Well, you're a fun guy, Rodney. You're like the Kawhi Leonard of radio. You're a fun guy.
Well, thank you. Just to say, a big fan, and thanks for taking my call. That's all I want to say. And the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. I believe it. Jalen
okay,
Hurts MVP season. I believe it.
Okay. let's see what happens. Let's see what the development of Hurts looks like. Hey, I appreciate you for rocking with me for so long, Rodney.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
All the best. No doubt about it. Fun guy. Let's go to Archie in San Francisco. Maybe he's fun. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Archie, express yourself. What's up?
Hey, hi, JR. I'm feeling kind of down, man, a little depressed.
No.
I'll tell you why. I know that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and the players, they listen to your show. The 49ers were in 7 Super Bowls, and they won 5. And Joe Montana was in 4 Super Bowls, and he won all 4 Super Bowls, and Steve Young won 1, so they had back-to-back Hall of Famers. But Jimmy G, I don't trust him. My problem is this. I don't want the 49ers to play the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl because I don't think they can beat Josh Allen. This team is really good, and I just saw what happened with the Rams. The 49ers were one play in each game. Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl with Baltimore, and they were on the red zone. And Jim Harbaugh wanted Kaepernick to pass the ball, so he passed the ball 4 times, you know, and he got intercepted. They were one play away from winning the Super Bowl. Jimmy G was in the Super Bowl 2019. If he throws a perfect pass to Emmanuel Sanders, the 49ers win the Super Bowl. So that's another one play away. And last year with the Rams, Matthew Stafford threw a pass to our safety, and the son of a gun dropped the ball. And if he would have caught that interception, the 49ers would have been in the Super Bowl, JR. It breaks my heart, man.
I'm sorry. Well, don't be depressed. What do you like to do for fun?
Me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. It's me and you. Who else am I talking to?
What? I don't know, man. Do for fun. Watch movies, play tennis, go to the movies.
So go do that instead of being depressed.
Go dancing, you know.
What type of music you like to dance to?
Oh, man, I'm old school Motown, man. Oh, come on. Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, man, the OJs.
You're like Todd Bowles. You listen to Soul Town and Silk.
Oh, man, dude, that's the best. The brothers, they're the best singers of all time. I mean, it's just, you know, James Brown, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Archie.
Diana Ross.
Okay.
You have a good night.
Oh, thank you, Archie. I appreciate you. I like Diana Ross, too. I don't want it to be over. Love Hang. I love it. What do we got here? Josh is calling from Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, as far as that Josh Allen goes, man, when I saw him put that stiff arm on my dude over there in the Rams, man, I felt like on Friday. You know, I said, man, you know when you get in the car, you're going to cry. Man, hey, if that's my quarterback, he in his bag like that, I'm going to let him do it. I want him to do it. You know, scared money don't make no money. Let him do his thing. Let him leave it all out there on the field, man. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. But, I mean, but besides that, I feel like for the game, the real story to me was the Rams, and they lack of depth on the offensive line.
Yes, correct.
They ate up Stafford, on the game, but this is game one. You know, and they already don't have depth. But what happens, you know, God forbid, you know, they take some L's, some dudes get hurt, you know. They, I, you know, that, it's just, it's, that part is the biggest story to me.
Get, Be prepared, Josh. Let me put it to you this way. Get prepared for Wolford. That's what you got to look out for. That's what might take place if Matthew Stafford is just going to get his ass whooped all season. But we don't know because it's one game. One thing is for certain. This is still the NFL. Somebody going to get hurt. Multiple guys will get hurt. We're going to come out of Sunday. We're going to move into Monday night. We're going to get into Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about an injury to some type of player somewhere. It's just what it is. That's just what it is. And, oh, yeah, by the way, maybe the next game, the Rams can actually find and identify the guy that they just brought in Allen Robinson. You just can't throw the ball to Cooper Kupp all the time, but you need to be standing upright to be able to throw the football in the first place. And so the Buffalo Bills win the opener tonight 31-10 against the Super Bowl champion Rams, and we got a lot more football to go. Tomorrow, I'll be back with you, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We are going to talk about all of the football. We're going to take a look at college football over the weekend. We're going to take a look at the full slate, the first NFL Sunday, and also basketball has its Hall of Fame this weekend. Yeah, it's not no superstars, but we're going to talk about it all. Shep, thank you for another amazing evening.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. We'll be back with you tomorrow, okay? Don't miss me too much while I'm gone. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Who's coming up next? Amy Lawrence. You better not move. CBS Sports Radio. Good night, y'all. Thank you, Shep.